We venture into the literary realm for today's chat with ethicist Randy Cohen. Our letter this week comes from an author, Ruth Francisco of Marina del Rey, California, and she writes, "Are there ethical arguments for murder? No, I'm not contemplating the dark deed. I'm a murder mystery writer and thought it might be interesting to do a character, a professor of ethics, who gets himself into big trouble when he poses this final exam question, is murder ever ethical? If you could give me any direction, I'd be very grateful." Now we have Randy in our New York studio. Randy, hello.
Hi, Linda.
Now, this is a change from our usual array of wrenching real-life problems. Is murder ever theoretically ethical?
Well, there are certainly many circumstances when our society says it's just fine to kill a guy. It just insists that we use the proper word. Manslaughter, self-defense, execution, although that's not recommended for amateurs. It really helps if you're a government, if you want to kill people that way. Doing your military duty, but that one's tricky too. For a soldier in combat, it can be okay. Otherwise, it tends to depend on the outcome of the war. That the guys who tried to assassinate Hitler are heroes, the guys who hope to kill Churchill are villains. Mostly, it's not a problem of ethics, it's a problem of vocabulary. But officially, murder, when that's the word we use, murder is anathema.
So you can't think of a circumstance.
Well, can I go a little further here? I think this question shows the superiority of the novelist to whatever it is I do, that a novelist has 100,000 words to make a subtle and nuanced case that if you consider the entire history, the complex relationships, all the mitigating factors, the infinite claims of the human heart, you know, in this particular case in the book, it might be right to kill a guy. Whereas I have 300 words to lay out a kind of crude general rule. So for the ethicist, murder is not justified. But for the novelist, there are many circumstances. And I'm sure we can both think of lots of books that operated just that way. Steinbeck's Of Mice and Men, when George kills Lenny, that's an act of love, and we believe he did the right thing. That's why a novelist can show us ways in which I think murder genuinely is ethically justified.
Now we have Ruth Francisco on the line. Ms. Francisco, I presume your fictional ethics professor will get a range of answers from his students on their exam. Did you write to Randy because you couldn't come up with any essays that supported murder as ethical?
Well, I sort of think of murder mysteries as ethics butting up against law, and very often the detective will find that he can't both follow the law and do the ethical thing. So I wanted to take it to the ethics professor and have his students argue that murder is ethical. And then one of his students does commit murder, and he finds himself into all sorts of ethical questions himself, whether he should go to the police and tell them that he, you know, put this idea in the kid's mind, and he gets into all sorts of trouble.
But that's the difference between your field and mine, and why your field, I think, is infinitely superior to mine, that I have to make a general rule, which almost always is going to mean that murder is not justified. But you can then defy that rule by showing us circumstances where if you really knew all the details, our hearts tell us that the murder is justified.
Well,
I'm just jealous of you.
Randy, you seem to me to be on both sides of this ethical question here. Ruth Francisco, let me ask you, if you thought Randy's arguments were right, that the rule of the heart makes it perhaps sort of broadens the idea of ethics when you're writing a novel, you might be able to say things that the ethicist in his laying down of the law might not.
Well, I think his point that in fiction you can explore where laws and dogma conflict with your needs to live an ethical life. And in fiction you can explore all these different circumstances. Whereas in real life, if you're setting down law, that you can't have something that's so flexible as to incorporate all circumstances.
So you're planning on employing some of that flexibility then?
Yeah.
Well, thanks very much, Ruth Francisco.
Thank you.
Randy Cohen writes the Ethicist column for the New York Times Magazine. He joins us every other week to consider your conundrums. If you'd like him to consider one of yours, write to us here at watc@npr.org. Be sure to put the word ethics in the subject line and include a telephone number where we can reach you. Randy, thanks a lot.
I enjoyed it. Thank you, Linda.